The United Nations said today more than 200,000 Syrians have fled their country since the start of the uprising there. In just the past 24 hours, some 3,400 Syrians have fled into Turkey, according to Turkish officials. The Guardian's Heyth Abdullahad just made his way across the border into Turkey. He's been reporting on the Syrian conflict for our partner program, Frontline, and he says the situation in the city of Aleppo is intense.
It's, you know, it's the cliche of urban warfare. You see buildings collapsing, you see snipers digging holes from a building to a building. You know, it's a mixture between, you know, Chechnya, Mogadishu, and all these, you know, cliches of you know, destroyed cities. And then the soldiers themselves, the fighters, they're kind of dispersed. They're different groups, small groups. There is no coordination between them. So it's very difficult for them at this moment.
Well, I want to ask you about the fighters, but first let me ask you about the citizens of Aleppo. How are they faring and how are medical services holding up for the injured?
Well, it depends which part of Aleppo you're talking. I was in the rebel-held neighborhoods, and there they have a couple of hospitals, a couple of field, you know, medical centers dealing with the injuries. Most of the injured people, most of the dead up until now are civilians. It's the civilians who just walk into the streets not knowing what's happening, and they get killed by snipers. We drove in one street, and there were six bodies lying in the middle of the street, you know, rotting from sniper bullets. And then you drive a couple of blocks away. When we drove into the city, we drove into this neighborhood that was still controlled by the government, and their life is totally normal. The pictures of Bashar al-Assad still hanging on the wall. So it's a very awkward situation.
As for those fighters, we've heard reports that the native Syrian opposition has been fortified by foreign fighters, even al-Qaeda. What did you see, and how far away are some of these fighters coming from?
I saw foreign fighters. There are kind of different kinds of foreign fighters. You have the romantic rebels. You see Libyans, a Palestinian who came to fight. And then you see serious foreign jihadis, Chechens, Pakistani, Moroccan, Saudi, Turks, Iraqi, of course, Iraqi from Fallujah. Aleppo has become a magnet. You see rebels from different parts of Syria. You see jihadis coming to fight. And the longer it takes, the more of these jihadis will emerge on the scene.
Is there someone who is kind of a leader who could possibly get them organized?
No, absolutely not. You have, you know, half a dozen different commanders, each controlling battalion, some secular Free Syrian Army, others Islamists, some jihadis. They, you know, they talk to each other, they kind of share intelligence, they share ammunition even, but there is no supreme commander of the rebels. Not in Aleppo, not even in that front line of Salah ad-Din, there is no one commander.
And as for the opposition generally, how well armed are they?
New supplies are arriving now, ammunition, RPGs, brand new RPG rockets, brand new Kalashnikov ammunition. So that gives you a sign that, you know, someone is supporting them with new ammunition.
Who is that someone, do you know?
Well, you know, people tell you the Saudis, the Qataris, of course the Turks have a hand in it, because it's impossible to get all this amount of ammunition and weapons into Syria without the Turks knowing about it, without the Turks coordinating. I mean, the rebels tell me that they have to do all the deals through the Turkish intelligence service. I don't have any proof on that. This is what the rebels claim and say. But, you know, in my previous visits to Syria, the ammunition was old ammunition, came through smugglers from Iraq or Lebanon. Now you see brand new ammunition.
Still, the arming of the rebels sounds kind of piecemeal. Why isn't the Syrian army just crushing them?
I have no idea. I stood there in the street. The rebels and the army were playing a game of cat and mouse. I think it's a mixture of the rebels are brave, you know, they're fighting, you know, street to street, block to block, house to house. I think the Syrian army has lost the will to fight. I mean, they shell, there is no shortage of mortar shells falling on our heads. But in terms of soldiers, I don't think they can muster enough power or courage to fight.
Heyth Abdullahad in Istanbul. He just returned from Syria. His film for Frontline, The Battle for Syria, will air on September 19th. Heyth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have some video of Hayes reporting in Syria for Frontline. It's at theworld.org.